Police in London arrested at least two Indian protesters for racially abusing a police officer during demonstrations outside the Pakistan High Commission in London, where Indian protesters have gathered amid rising tensions between the two countries. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by the Pakistan Frontier, at Pakistan Frontier. The protests followed recent escalations between India and Pakistan, including cross-border accusations and diplomatic strains after a deadly attack in Pahalgam, illegally Indian-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eojek, earlier this week. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Safina Khan, at Safina Khan. Amid the charged atmosphere, Colonel Timur of Pakistan's High Commission drew attention for his composed response. Holding a cup of tea, he stepped outside to greet Indian protesters in a moment that contrasted with the wider tension. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by the Pakistan Frontier, at Pakistan Frontier. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Safina Khan, at Safina Khan. Demonstrations remained largely peaceful aside from isolated incidents. Police maintained a strong presence around the diplomatic mission to prevent further disruptions. Moreover, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif said that the nation stands firmly with Pakistan's armed forces to defend every inch of its territory amid escalating tensions with India. Speaking at the passing out parade at the Pakistan Military Academy in Kakul, Shehbaz reiterated that the armed forces remain fully capable and prepared to defend the country's sovereignty against any misadventure. "Peace is our preference but must not be mistaken for weakness," he said. "We will never compromise on the dignity and security of our nation." Addressing concerns over India's recent suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty following the Pahalgam attack, Shehbaz warned that any attempt to block or divert Pakistan's share of water would provoke a full-force response. He described water as Pakistan's lifeline and a vital national interest. Prime Minister also said Pakistan was open to participating in a neutral, transparent, and credible investigation into the Pahalgam attack, amid rising tensions with India. "The recent tragedy in Pahalgam is yet another example of this pattern," he said. Continuing with its role as a responsible country, Pakistan is open to any neutral, transparent, and credible investigation. He criticized India for leveling baseless allegations against Pakistan without verifiable evidence, and reaffirmed Pakistan's commitment to supporting Kashmir's right to self-determination, calling Kashmir the jugular vein of Pakistan. Shehbaz also highlighted Pakistan's sacrifices in the global fight against terrorism, noting over 90,000 casualties and $600 billion in economic losses.